Information provided by police and the courts may be wrongly pushing victims and perpetrators into reconciliation talks. Sometimes it's only once the two parties have entered a restorative justice conference that a mediator realises it should never have gone ahead. A report commissioned by the Chief Victims Advisor has also found issues with the funding model, which pays more to mediators if a restorative justice conference can be arranged. Ben Strang reports.
The Chief Victims Advisor, Dr. Kim McGregor, commissioned the research in 2020 after a number of concerns were raised about how restorative justice was being used in family violence cases. In general, Dr. McGregor says it can be a positive process for all sides, but it is open to abuse. In particular, she wanted to know if victims were being coerced by perpetrators and how those risks were being mitigated.
There's a great risk of coercive control being put onto a victim to participate in the restorative justice process. And in part, that's because of the positioning of the court referral to restorative justice, which is pre-sentence. If an accused or an offender accepts going to a restorative justice process, they can get a discount off their sentence.
Dr. McGregor says mediators talked to for the research had a hard time getting information from the courts or police when heading to a conference with victims and perpetrators. For instance, they might not find out about recent domestic violence between a couple, which would have prevented a conference from going ahead.
It's very important that restorative justice practitioners have the full information right at the beginning, because then they can make an assessment of whether the case is even appropriate for restorative justice.
Dr. McGregor says practitioners also had issues with the Ministry of Justice's funding model for restorative justice.
It seems from the interviews with practitioners that they weren't paid unless they went to conference. Hence, the practitioners said that there could be, if the practitioners weren't able to stand up to that pressure, that they could pressure victims into attending restorative justice conferences when they weren't ready to.
While the 20 mediators talked to for the research had been able to resist that pressure, Dr. McGregor says that financial incentives should not exist. Dr. Ange Jury, the Chief Executive of Women's Refuge, says much needs to change with restorative justice practices, including what she called a flawed funding model. Dr. Jury is particularly concerned with the potential for coercion of victims because restorative justice is proposed pre-sentencing.
It shouldn't be held out as a carrot. You know, I mean, restorative justice certainly has the ability or has the potential to create some positive change. And there are some awesome practitioners, restorative justice practitioners out there. But it shouldn't ever be a bargaining chip. It should be something that both parties want to do for restorative reasons, not for pragmatic, shit, this might keep me out of jail reasons.
After this report was completed, the Ministry of Justice announced a wider review of the full restorative justice service. Ange Jury welcomes the review and hopes it will lead to changes in the service.
I would be hoping that that would lead the ministry to start doing some serious thinking around what an appropriate funding model would be for this sort of service. And I would be hoping that there would be a little bit more thought goes into it from the judge or court staff who are referring people to mediation far too quickly.
The Ministry of Justice's review is expected to be completed by early next year.